everything is relative and absolute, for if you should be fighting to rub them up and put them in the rest on hot
of moving your leg, 23 muscle movements are required. Drive it from your mind. Knowing it will make you limp.
23 muscles? You're pulling my leg. You must be tired of my company.
Let me put it this way. I like no company more than yours.
Thank you, Your Highness.
You misunderstood. I like no company more than yours.
Oh, I see. May I be 23 muscles? I don't believe it.
The bees sit peacefully on the grass, and the sunshine lies peacefully on the green. There is green peace all over the park. Disturbed only by me exclaiming, there is peace. All you must do to have peace is to do nothing. But what won't people do for it? They work for peace and they pray for peace. They hate and love, all for peace. People marry for peace, then they get divorced for peace. And of course they arm for peace and they make wars for peace.
Well, here I am.
There's no doubt of that.
That settles that.
So let's talk about something else.
Of course, you don't know who I am.
I don't, and I don't care, which will not stop you from telling me anyway.
Oh, there are more interesting subjects, for me at least. Now, this beautiful grass. If I were an ox, I could eat the grass. If I were a man of means, I could eat the ox that ate the grass. Since I am neither an ox, nor by any stretch of the imagination a man of means...
You are hungry. Here.
Thank you. We understand each other's language.
Of course, if you were a worm, you could eat the man of means who ate the ox who ate the grass.
Yes, and if I were a bird, I could eat the worm. Let's stop with the worm.
He is the most interesting. He likes mankind.
He likes them dead. Well, there's no arguing about tastes.
I have no taste for mankind.
Nor for womankind?
Doesn't mankind embrace womankind?
On the contrary. Womankind embraces mankind in spite of any obstacle. It's like the servant girl in the drunken puppet song. Pantalone sings it.
The servant girl works extra hours at play. She tends the garden flowers and trims and weeds the grass. She works until the clock strikes 12. She works until the clock strikes 12. We'll see what's going on.
Just one, she lets the song
la la la, to help her with her planting. Fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la, to help her with her planting.
Bravo! Very good. So you are a puppeteer?
Yes, in a way.
Well, where are your puppets?
I had to leave them.
Why?
There was no business in show business. And I had acquired the unfortunate habit of eating.
So what do you do now?
Nothing. It's less expensive. My talent at idleness is stupendous.
May you walk in obscurity on the dirty worlds of life.
Any fool can do a puppet play with real puppets. It takes a genius to do a puppet show when the only strings to pull are the invisible ones that are attached to the hearts of people.
Those strings are not easy to find.
Puppeter man, I know where they are. Now, there's an obvious one that I can handle with no trouble at all. It is called loneliness.
You have something there. I am the only one of my kind in this royal castle.
Lonely? Melancholy? You must be the court jester.
I am the crown prince.
I do not see in you the foolishness of the crown, but the dignity of the clown.
I like your wit.
I like your food.
Good, then give me the pleasure of being my guest for dinner tonight.
You see? A little pull on the right strings, and the puppet is moving. What will I achieve when I pull a few other strings I see in you? Melancholy? Misanthropy? Wanderlust? Now, but you said dinner's waiting. That's far enough to wander right now.
I feel like a new man.
But that gentleman there was...
A king should do such naughty work? That's for malice.
Now, why did I put this string around my little finger?
To help you remember something, Your Majesty?
I do remember to remember, all right. But I do not remember what to remember.
The royal council is assembled outside the royal chamber. They were summoned to receive an important communication from the crown.
From the crown? Oh, yes, now I remember. I wanted to tell them something. I, not the crown. They may come in.
The royal council is assembled.
Oh, I am always so nervous when I have to speak in public.
Your
I'm wanted here with Tannin for you all. Tannin for you all. For either my son, the dear Prince Leos, marries, or else he does not marry. You do understand. There is no other way.
Perhaps it is not quite so.
Perhaps it is so, but perhaps it is not quite so. For when it is so, it might not be otherwise.
Going through, my son Prince Leon is marrying Her Highness. Of the line of Kiki, for he won't, there is no other way, there is no other way.
Perhaps it is so. But perhaps it is not quite so.
Perhaps it is so. But perhaps it is not quite so. For when it is so, it might not be otherwise.
My thanks, you wise men.
Thank you. and the food is delicious, too.
I'm glad you like it. Take it all with you. And now you all may go. I would be alone. I want night. Deep ambrosian night.
Leon?
Rosetta?
You look so weary. From kissing?
From yawning.
Then you love me from boredom?
No, I am bored because I love you.
Do you love me, Leon?
Why not?
And when you always?
Oh, that is a long word. Always. Now, if I were to love you for, say, another 5,000 years and 7 months, would that be enough? It is true, it is much less than always, but still quite some time. And we can take time for our love.
For time can take our love, Leon. Please forget me.
Not for a kingdom.
Just one look?
Not one. My love might be born again. I'm glad to have it buried.
Farewell, you fool.
Farewell, Rosetta. What a strange thing love is. The dream of the busy and the business of dreamers. We live in a somnolent twilight, sleepwalking, sleep-talking. And as sleep is death's own brother, we are closer to death than to life. Then one bright, clear morning we awake. There is no one. Come to your senses. Come to your senses. Far behind you there lies black night, like the faint memory of a colorful dream. You're glad to be awake again, alert and alive. What is this, Leos? A monologue? Waking people do not usually talk to themselves.
You don't, Leon.
Well, someone listening. So you were here all the time?
Yeah, it was a little bit cramped, but it gave me a fine front row seat for my puppet comedy.
Comedy?
Mm-hmm.
Why did it strike you as comedy?
You sent the girl away. Now, if you'd married her, that would have been
fine. Oh, married. Once and for all, Valerio, let us ban that word as indecorous.
Your Highness, will you deign to listen to a message from your Highness' most worshipful father, King Peter of Kugako? I am not stuttering.
No.
What is the message? You may be seated.
Oh. His Majesty wishes to have announced to your Highness the arrival of your Highness, Beyonce, the Serene Princess Lina of Kiki.
That's the name of the land. Awaiting marriage at the earliest possible date.
Awaiting
what? Make me repeat that indecorous word.
If the Princess Lena will be waiting for me, I will be obliging. I will let her wait.
Your Highness, will you condescend to listen to the rest of the message? On the day of the wedding, His Majesty's most serene will... I am not stuttering. On the day of the wedding, His Majesty's most serene will over the rule of the kingdom to you. I knew that there were three wills in that sentence.
Three wills? No way. Tell His most serene will, I will do all, except for what, willy-nilly, I will not do it all. And now, sir, will you excuse me for not seeing you to the door? Valerio, see him out.
Well, I see him. He's not out.
It will take more than puns to get me out of this situation.
What situation? What's so bad about being a king? All day long, we ride around in a carriage and people will ruin their hats paying their respects to you. A single word from you will suffice to turn a perfectly amiable gentleman into, if you'll excuse the expression, a tax collector. And if living as a king does not please you, you'll enjoy dying as one. All the bells of the land will crack in celebrating your glorious funeral. And your tomb will be more costly and luxurious than your palace. Ha ha, that will be the life.
I am not ready for that kind of life.
Just sneak out the back door of the palace, and you won't have to be a king, dead or married.
don't think you are pulling my wire. I am pulling out of here all by myself, and I order you to come with me.
At your service, my puppet prince. Where shall I take you?
What does it matter? Anywhere, as long as it is not here. Valerio, get my cape and hat.
Where?
There. Ah, Valerio, that alluring, enticing, enchanting place. Called anywhere else but here. The sky glows in a perennial blue. Anywhere else but here. The days are full of laughter and the nights are full of music. Anywhere else but here. And love, Valerio, love. The great promise and the great fulfillment. Where else would it be waiting for me?
But anywhere else but here.
Thank you.